The following tips will help you as you take different types of tests. In this case, let's take a look at the objective tests. First, the true-false test. Listen and read carefully. Read the entire question carefully before you answer it. For the question to be true, the entire question must be true. If any part of the statement is false, then the entire statement is false. Pay attention to details. Read dates, names, and places carefully. Sometimes the dates are changed around, or the wording is changed slightly. Any changes like these can change the meaning. Watch for qualifiers. Watch for such words as always, all, never, and every. The question is often false because there are almost always exceptions. If you can think of one exception, then the statement is false. Ask yourself, does this statement overstate or understate what I know to be true? Watch for faulty cause and effect. Two true statements may be connected by a word that implies cause and effect, and this word may make the statement false. For example, temperature is measured on the centigrade scale because water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade. Always answer every question. Unless there is a penalty for wrong answers, answer every question. You have a 50-50 chance of being right. Trust your instincts. Often, your first impression is correct. Don't change an answer unless you are certain it is wrong. Don't spend time pondering until you have finished the entire test and have time to spare. Multiple choice tests. Read the question carefully. Are you being asked for the correct answer or the best choice? Is there more than one answer? Preview the test to see if an answer may be included in a statement or question. Rephrase the question. Sometimes it helps to rephrase the question in your own words. You may also want to answer the question yourself before looking at the possible answers. Eliminate choices. Narrow your choices by reading through all of them and then eliminating those that you know are incorrect. Go from easy to difficult. Go through the test and complete those questions for which you know the answers. This will give you a feeling of confidence. Don't use all your time on a very few questions. Watch for combinations. Read the question carefully and don't just choose what appears to be the one correct answer. Some questions offer a combination of choices, such as all of the above or none of the above. Look at sentence structure. Make sure the grammatical structure of the question matches that of your choice. Now, matching tests. Read carefully. Read both lists quickly and watch for clues. Eliminate as you match the items you know, cross them out, unless the directions mention that an item can be used more than once. Elimination is the key in a matching test. Look at sentence structure. Often verbs are matched to verbs. Read the entire sentence. Does it make sense? And finally, the fill-in-the-blank test. Watch for clues. If the word before the blank is an, the word in the blank generally begins with a vowel. If the word before the blank is an A, the word in the blank generally begins with a consonant. Count the number of blanks. The number of blanks often indicates the number of words in an answer. Watch for the length of the blank. A longer blank may indicate a longer answer. Answer the questions you know first, as with all tests. Answer the questions you know first and then go back to those that are more difficult. Rephrase and look for key words. And finally, answer all questions. Try to never leave a question unanswered.